insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll try to have a look at the commentary of Chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. Let's listen to 165th to 167th verses of this chapter, Surah Ash-Shu'ara.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
أتأتون الذكران من العالمين.
Do you approach males among the worlds?
وتذرون ما خلق لكم ربكم من أزواجكم بل أنتم قوم عادون.
And leave what your Lord has created for you as mates, but you are a people transgressing.
قالوا لئن لم تنته يا لوط لتكونن من المخرجين.
They said, if you do not desist, O Lot, you will surely be of those evicted.
The Lut people belied the messengers. When their brother Lut said to them, will you not fear Allah? Verily I am unto you a trustworthy messenger. Then be in awe of Allah and obey me. وَمَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ إِنْ أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ And I do not ask you any recompense for it. My recompense is only from the Lord of the worlds. What we said earlier about these couple of verses, dear listeners, was the fact that the rejection of one divine prophet is always the same as rejecting all prophets, since this verse was repeated even in the previous stories of the prophets that were mentioned. So, although every nation had its own prophet, whom they belied, since all divine prophets have a single aim and program, even belying one of them means belying them all. So, this people of Lut belied the messengers, and Prophet Lut starts to criticize them. أَتَأْتُونَ الذُّكْرَانَ مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ وَتَذَرُونَ مَا خَلَقَ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ أَزْوَاجِكُمْ بَلْ أَنْتُمْ قَوْمٌ عَادُونَ Of all the creatures in the world, do you come to males? وَتَذَرُونَ مَا خَلَقَ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ أَزْوَاجِكُمْ You leave what your Lord has created for you of your wives. بَلْ أَنْتُمْ قَوْمٌ عَادُونَ You are a people transgressing the limits. And then in response to this criticizing, they said, قَالُوا لَئِن لَمْ تَنْتَهِ يَا لُوطٌ They said, if you desist not, لَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُخْرَجِينَ You shall surely be of those who are expelled.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
We تألقا وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly, the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
So this is the answer of the people to Prophet Lut when he tried to criticize them, to make them stop what they were doing. They said, if you desist not, if you do not stop it, we will exile you, you will be expelled. You shall surely be of the ones who are expelled. لَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُخْرَجِينَ This, مِنَ الْمُخْرَجِينَ, means he will be of those who are expelled. What this means is that there have been other people who were expelled. And as history and some traditions suggest, the people of Lut used to expel those chaste people, chaste men and women, out of their city in order to continue what they were doing, in order to stay in deviation. The Holy Prophet of Islam in a tradition says, the odor of paradise will not reach the one who is catamite. So, it is understood from the Quranic sentence, you shall surely be of those who were expelled, that this mischievous group of people had formerly expelled some pure persons whom they saw as troublesome for their ugly deeds. They threatened Lut too. So they said, if you continue this way, your fate would also be like the ones we expelled before. It is explicitly explained in some commentary books that they urged to send the chaste persons out of the city with a very bad manner. In some chapters of the Holy Quran, like chapter Hijr, chapter Anbiya, Naml, and Ankabut, the explanation about the people of Lut and their hideous sin has been hinted to, but the content meaning of every one of them is different from that of the other. In fact, every one of them points to a different inauspicious dimension of this shameful and hideous deed. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.